All right, we are back with another episode of Trail Talk. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different, actually. So as you can see, I'm by myself. Besides, I got my dogs. They're coming along for this one. This episode, I just kind of wanted to recap what I've learned from talking with a bunch of people out here on the trails about UTVs and side-by-sides and Jeeps and full-size rigs and kind of, you know, their stories and how that all pertains to it. So for those that don't know, kind of the reason why I started this whole shindig is that I found that there's a lot of, let's say, hesitancy from the full-size community around UTVs coming into the scene and, you know, coming into the off-road world. And I don't really understand it, because for me, you know, I love my UTVs, I love my side-by-sides, and I also love full-size rigs. But there seems to be some underlying, like, oh, UTVs are ruining this for everybody, and we should ban them. And, like, every comment section you go to, it's like, oh, it's this, that, or the other. I dare you to get on a Blue Ribbon Coalition post or something like that and find a comment and find a post with no comments about how UTVs are ruining the off-road access. So that's kind of why I got into this. That's why I started talking to people. And I've talked to a lot of people over the last couple months. Everybody from side-by-side owners to Bronco owners to Jeep owners. And I want to start out by saying that of all of those groups, everybody that I have personally talked with has been nothing short of gracious and fantastic and wonderful to deal with. I realize that that's not everybody, and I realize that I don't, all the Jeep people I've worked with don't represent all Jeep people, and I don't represent all side-by-side owners or UTV owners. But I have had a good chance to talk with a bunch of people, and this is kind of what I wanted to do, is recap this sort of, like, my experience and kind of what I've found from those conversations, what I think is, you know, missing. So this section, this one is going to focus kind of on what I think Jeep people don't know about side-by-sides, or what maybe some misperceptions there are. And then I'm going to do another episode where I'm going to just cover basically what side-by-side people don't know about Jeeps or what their misconceptions are. It should be pretty fun. Okay, so one thing I've learned is that everybody, for the most part, if you're kind of, I don't know, if you're into it, if you're into the off-road, if you're into the side-by-sides, if you're into being in the out-of-doors, getting off your couch, doing, you know, outdoorsy things with your kids, everybody that I know is more than happy with protecting off-road access and being, you know, good stewards of the land. And now that's not entirely true for everybody in every demographic. But that's the majority of everybody that I've met with. I would say that anybody who's worth a dang doesn't have any problem with, you know, doing the off-road access things, putting in the work for, you know, behaving well so that we can keep these lands open. I will say that I found that I think full-size rigs, Jeeps, there's kind of more of a tradition that seems like that goes along with it, and that obviously plays into the stereotype. You know, side-by-side owners, you know, just go out of the store, buy a side-by-side, and there we go. But there is some more tradition based on the fact that in a Jeep, you are less capable than in a side-by-side, stock for stock. So you end up with these communities that are centered around not only off-roading, but then the building and the fostering of the off-road vehicles and the, you know, what do I do to make this out of the other? You kind of are a little bit more immersed into it. You're kind of thrown into, you know, this is the community. This is what it is. This is how we do it. That being said, I don't think that necessarily exists as much on the side-by-side side of things. I think that you're more likely to buy a side-by-side, park it in your garage and use it 3 times a year than you are to, you know, fully go through, like, I'm physically building it, I'm physically swapping axles. You know, you can't really swap axles on side by side. And some of that, you know, that struggle of building the off-road vehicle can kind of lend you to have a little bit more respect for the off-road stuff itself. The other thing that I noticed is that I like Jeeps a lot. I like Jeeps and Broncos a lot. I've loved riding in them. I've loved being involved in those stories. I've loved all of that. I came from a background where, you know, my first true off-road vehicle was a 1996 or 93 maybe. I can't remember the exact year, but a white Bronco, just like OJ's. And I loved that thing. My dad can attest that he pulled me out of more dangerous spots than I care to admit, but that thing was a riot. I didn't do many modifications to it because I was super young and didn't really have the expertise that I have now and didn't have, you know, the resources to do what I wanted with it. But it was a great rig. It was awesome. We got a lot of miles and a lot of use and a lot of fun out of it. So that's something I wanted to cover there. All right, let's move into the three things that I kind of wish Jeepers or full-size off-road people would understand. Let's go three or four. I don't know exactly where we're going to end up. I might throw in another one. That I wish they would understand about, you know, UTVs in general. The first thing I wish you would understand is we're not there to ruin your fun. We are not out there to, you know, trash trails. We are not out there to, you know, make things difficult and, you know, just blow by you at 90 miles an hour and, you know, oh, we're side-by-sides and we're just going to rip past and, you know, that's what it's going to be. The majority of the side-by-side owners and people I've been out with on ATVs and dirt bikes are just there to enjoy the outdoors the same as everybody else. It's just a matter of, you know, they're in a different vehicle and, you know, these vehicles are a lot more capable than your average off-the-shelf Jeep. They are a lot faster. That lends to some problems in and of itself. They are lower center of gravity, so you kind of feel like you have more of a stable platform, a stable base. You're not so worried about like, oh, am I going to flip this side by side? Ironically, that leads people to be more, you know, aggressive and then end up flipping. Another thing that kind of entails is, So that's my fifth point. It just kind of comes with the territory of the, you know, UTVs are a lot more capable. People should have more respect when driving them because they are, they're just incredible machines, to be honest. Okay, the next point I want to bring up kind of ties into that. A lot of the people that I've found in the UTV world, and this kind of seems to be pretty true across the board, is that you come from some sort of motorsports into UTVs, and Jeep people kind of just get into Jeeps. So what I mean by that is, like, if you're into dirt bikes or into snowmobiles or into ATVs or that type of thing, there is a really good chance you will end up eventually at some point in a side-by-side. I don't think that level of like freedom and risk-taking type person is the same person that ends up in a Jeep. And this is obviously not all. I'm speaking to my opinion and it's not a generalization. It's a generalization that, you know, may not ring true for you, and I'm more than happy for you. But it feels like side-by-side people come out of the motorsports community, out of the motorcycles, out of the ATVs. And so there's already some of that, like, you know, adrenaline junkie stuff coming with it. And then they just get in these machines and there's, you know, so much more capable, so much more, honestly, just more fun, in my opinion. And so that can lead to, you know, a little bit of a unhappy experience when, you know, they're doing the go fast stuff in the wrong places. There is another point, or I guess this would technically be my third point that I want to bring up. I think that UTV owners in general might feel a little bit of, I don't want to say animosity, or they just might not feel as accepted, how about that, by the broader off-road groups. And I think that that's warranted. I think that the full-size off-road groups have done a very bang-up job of kind of isolating themselves from the newcomers, from the UTVs. It seems like they've kind of got this opinion of, well, we're Jeeps or we're, you know, built buggies, and, you know, that's what it is, and everybody else is just not up to snuff with this or whatever. And that's, you know, I haven't had that kind of problem that much personally. And I think that that's just not enough exposure, not enough talking to each other in each other's groups. But I will say that it feels like there's some animosity from Jeep and Bronco and full-size owners towards side-by-sides. That kind of makes it hard for us as UTV owners to kind of bridge that gap to say, hey, you know, I like what you're doing. What are you running? Can you tell me about your trusses? Oh, you got a 14-bolt. Did you like that over your 60-bolt? Oh, you don't like the 14-bolt because you drag, because the 14-bolts drag. They have lower ground clearance. Oh, dang, sorry to hear that. But it makes it harder on, you know, bringing the two communities closer together when there's kind of this inherent or built-in, feels like animosity to one group. Again, everybody I've gone with has been super opening, super open, super kind, and super, I don't know, welcoming. I have had some previous experiences in my earlier years where people have, you know, looked me dead in the eyes while talking to the DNR officer and told me that UTVs are the problem. UTVs and side-by-sides are the ones always going off trails. They're the problem. And the dude told this straight to the DNR officer while I'm sitting there in a Kawasaki Terex, like, I don't know, man. I just ran this little trail with you, and I don't think I went off the trail once, but good talk, I guess. There is some of that that overflows, and it kind of makes it hard to bridge the gap. Okay. Those are kind of the four main points I wanted to touch on, and I just kind of want to wrap this up. I know this is a shorter episode, by saying, like, this is kind of what I see as the feelings of, you know, what Jeep people could understand a little bit about what the side-by-sides and the newer things in the off-road community are doing. And I say Jeep people, I'm not meaning just Jeep people, I'm meaning people at full-size rigs. And I think that a lot of that stems from a place of, like, you know, just have a little grace for the newcomers. We're trying to figure it out. And I guess I'm not going to wrap it up because there is one more thing I wanted to talk about. As a Jeep owner, and as a full-size owner, and as you want to protect these trails and you want to have open access, I would invite you to look at the statistics of things sold. And by things sold, I mean, look at how many Jeeps were sold and look at how many side-by-sides were sold. Side-by-sides in 2024, side-by-sides and UTVs, there were over 400,000 sold in the U.S. Okay, what is that compared to the Jeeps sold? Jeeps sold about 80,000. So, there is a massive influx of off-roaders, and they are coming in, it seems like the majority are coming in through the side-by-side world. That is amazing. You can say, I hate that. You can say, they're going to ruin it. That's fine. That's your opinion. I will tell you right now, it's amazing that they are coming in. Why? Because that gives us more numbers. That gives us more people enjoying the sport. That opens, you know, innovation. It drives all these other things as this industry gets more heat, more gas on the fire. It provides us with a lot of, you know, firepower politically, too. You have more people that can show up to events. You have more people that can lobby. You have more people that are interested in protecting the sport that they just found that they might love and that they want their kids and grandkids to then experience. That said, it's going to come with some growing pains. A lot of those people are sign-in drives. They just, like, oh, I can sign on a $20,000, $30,000 machine. I can go everywhere. That's sweet. I'm going to do it. Okay. That being said, I'm going to cut back right here so I don't mess this up. I missed this turnoff on West Rim quite a bit. Okay. That being said, there's going to need to be some shepherding. There's going to need to be some teaching for all of these new people for how we can be better stewards of the off-road landscape. And I will tell you that that's not going to happen if the full-size people aren't willing to teach. If you just want to be grouchy and you just want to, you know, hate on the newcomers on the block, you're never going to make it. You're never going to bridge that gap and be able to inform people or, you know, bring people over to seeing, like, this is how we do this respectfully. And yeah, it's the UTV community's responsibility, but overall, it's the off-road community's responsibility to make sure that everybody off-road is, you know, doing things in a way that is fun and they can get out and enjoy doing what I'm doing what you're doing, without, you know, causing us access issues, without causing, you know, a lot of the heartache that comes with any influx of new people into a sport or industry. All right. I hope you like this. Stay tuned. Next week's episode is going to be a similar one, but it's going to be more focused on what I think side-by-side owners can do, or what side-by-side owners can take away from the full-size off-road communities. I'm just out here trying to make sure that we all kind of understand each other. I don't know. We don't need any... I'm sorry. This is also kind of rambling. I'm just trying to put my thoughts down on paper here. I'm just hoping to see access to land, and I'm hoping to see the community come together. I'm hoping to see a broader and more diverse and inclusive off-road community instead of these like individualized cliques and niches, because I think that we need the broader off-road community to protect the off-road experiences that we all enjoy. All right. Anyways, we'll catch you on the next one. Don't forget to subscribe. Go check out, you know, the map on Onyx. You can see exactly where I'm recording this sentence right now. Go check it out. Thanks to Cardo. Cardo's, you know, as a full-size owner, you might not find as much use for them, but the UTV guys, these things are just absolutely fantastic. All right, we'll catch you on the next one.